Okay, good evening and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Let's stand and say pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right, roll call. Director Joe Sefler. Here. Board Vice Chair Terry Kinker.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Under the financial tab, on the first page, we have the balance sheet as of December 31st, 2024. So at the end of the calendar year, the district's total combined Chase, cash, Lace, and California class balance was at $2.2 million at the month end, and the district's total liabilities, which is online at 36, that was at $777,619. And then the combined balance, that full balance was online at 5. Any questions on this page?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the profit and loss. So first we have the revenues, and I'm going to just point out a few that are over or under 50%, which is where we should be at based on where we're at in the year. And again, this is as of December 31st, 2024. So on line 7, we have the basic facility fees, which was at 94%. Those are for new service installations and upgrades and new service connections. We budgeted pretty conservatively due to their unpredictable nature, but we had a lot of activity in this line already. I think we have some more coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the income that we've received from that is people paying only half of what they owe right now. So we should see double that.
Impressive.
On line 8, we have the standby fees, tax revenue, and also line 11, property taxes. Both of those, we see the bulk of them in January and May. So we'll probably see a little bit more activity next month. Right now, they're really low. On line 12, we have the cell tower lease income. This accounts for the monthly lease payment for use of district property for cell towers. Year to date is trending over budget at 65% due to $5,000 signing bonus for the amendment. We received that $5,000 signing bonus in October. And then total revenues on line 18 is at 62%. And moving on to expenses. On line 30, we have meter testing and repair, which is only at 6%. We've only had to test a couple meters so far. Usually we don't have to test that many unless it's like a big DHP meter or something like that. That's where the big expense will come in, but I think we tested it last year, so
yeah.
We'll probably stay
for a couple years. The only meter that we really did have to test was way to the canyon there. That was a board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we sent that in.
Yeah, we should have all new meters, right?
Yeah.
So we just like to keep a little budget in there just in case. On line 33, we have the well maintenance. This is only at 11%, which drops down from last month. We did have more activity in there, but that was for the well 5 emergency repair, which we moved to capital. So it got decreased. On line 35, we have engineering services, which is only at 7%. We don't use engineering for a whole lot unless it's grant-funded projects, which we get reimbursed for. And then on line 48, we have office expenses, others. So that's just for, mostly for notary expenses when we have a notary come. And yeah, we had a lot of notary activity in August. So that's where that's due. Any questions on this page?
No, good.
All right, next one then. Line 54, payroll/bank service charge. that is over budget right now at 60%. At the end of the year, we have to, the payroll service processes the W-2 forms, so that's why it jumped up a little bit this month. On line 59, we have other fees / State Water Resource Control Board. We have an annual State Water Resource Control Board fee that we have to pay, and that's where the bulk of this budget item is for. So we just paid that, so that's why it's at 93%. Actually, I don't think we paid it yet. I think it's in the stack of checks that I need to print. But it still gets processed in December. On line 63, we have employee uniforms, which is only at 18%. We did order more uniforms for the new guys. We started today. So that will get a little more activity this month. And then also the field workers all get a $350 budget for allowance for worker food. So we'll see a little more activity for that too. And then last down on line 79, we have the net income / loss. Right now we are at a net income of $318,473. So right now it is positive. Any questions on that?
Usually the notices for new customers when they install their service, so that gets applied basically.
Yeah.
I know we receive a lot of fees for new installations, but the notary is for that sort of kind of selling stuff.
We also only budget $800 for notary expenses, so that's why it seems like we're so high, because really we've only spent $500, but it just seems like a lot compared to the total. Okay. All right, last page, capital project. Line 5, Bonita Vault, that's at 219%, but the project is mostly paid for. We're just waiting on, I guess, things to settle down so that we have a chance to actually get.
So now that we have talent, we have a talented workforce, so we were able to screen cut, install the piping, all the fittings on the inside of the vault, so that will be the process. Once we get out of the street, they can just kind of get in there and just put everything together. But it was going to be challenging with the other workforce. Now we got a bunch of good talent.
Good.
Line 7,
utility billing. This is for the new billing system upgrade, which should be taking place in a couple of months, but we did pay the initial down payment, which was $12,600, so now we're at 42%. On line 10, we have the Well-2 new facility building. We've had a little bit of activity there. We were waiting on the plans to be developed, which I think is done, right?
We did receive the plans. We just haven't had the opportunity to go to Riverside County to get the building permit for the power outages, so we've been taking care of that. But we'll take care of that. Once we get the building permit, we're going to get quotes for the concrete, and then everything should move forward pretty quickly.
And then the Well 5 emergency repair, we'll talk more about that in regular board meeting, but so far we've only paid the $18,000 initial check for them to pull the pump. But there's a couple more invoices that they sent us that we'll be paying soon. And then on line 12, we have tank maintenance. We budgeted $3,700 because that's the quote that we had received when we were making the budget, but it actually ended up costing $4,200 to get the two tanks. Tank 1 to tank 3. We're waiting on the official report for that, but they didn't have anything super urgent that we had to look at. And then there hasn't really been anything going on for the grant funded project. The Esperanza Waterline project is done. We're still waiting to get reimbursed from the state, but I think we filed all of the paperwork that needs to get done for that. And then for the groundwater well improvements, that's for the test well. I know they're working on amending something so that it wouldn't be a total waste of money, because initially it was the funding was going to pay for just a monitoring well, but they want to switch it to an actual production well. So they're working on getting that kind of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the Hella Hydrant. if they came here the other day, right? They should be starting pretty soon, but it's been tricky with all that outages.
Yeah, there's a bunch of work that needed to be done beforehand, so I can give you a quick overview of that. So I did meet with the Hellhider contractor, and the contractor that just installed. So then I also met with San Antonio Pass and one of their engineers, and they looked at the elevation differences, because there has to be certain elevation differences in order to fill it within a 10-minute period. And then he talked about sending the information to Travis of Freeman Stewart. I did basic math, and that's all it is, the basic math question, because we're going to maintain 20 feet in the reservoirs. So for every foot of elevation, you gain 0.433 PSI. So for 20 feet, you have 8.66 PSI just in your tank level alone. And then from the base of the tank, for the hell hydrant is going to be installed, that's 11 feet. So now you gain another 4.76 PSI. So overall, you're going to have a little over 10 PSI. And what he installs is, now you have your pipe coming from your tank that's going to feed the hell hydrant, and right before the hell hydrant reservoir, you have a solenoid-operated clay valve. And the helicopter pilot opens the solenoid-operated clay valve, which will release the water to fill that. Now, this is okay. So originally it was supposed to be 6-inch pipe, because there's just a slight elevation. You know, you want a little bit more. You want more head pressure. So we increased that to an 8-inch pipe to make sure that it was going to be filled under 10 minutes. So my calculations, it turns out it's about 2 minutes.
2 minutes to fill?
2 minutes. So.
Well, that's pretty good.
Right. And they only, each helicopter only pulls anywhere from 12 to 1,500 gallons for each. So that's all they do. And the fill-up is really quick. And, of course, when they have helicopters, they're stacked. So
how much do the tank hold?
9,500.
Oh, so that's fine.
Yeah. So when they're stacked, they'll drop, go, drop, go, and it's constantly filling. So in both scenarios, it should meet the criteria. So the worst scenario you have is the 11-foot change in elevation from the base of the reservoir to the helicopter, 11 feet. The one up there at tank 3, we have probably 20. So you're going to have more head pressure. We're good. He did install one in, not for Roomba. Somewhere out there, there was only a three foot elevation drop. And he said it took 12 to 14 minutes to fill. It was only a 3 foot drop. I think it was La Habra. Yeah.
It's
La Habra Heights or something?
Yeah.
It doesn't be much longer just to get my generator filled.
Yeah. So everybody was concerned there wasn't enough elevation drop at tank one. So to the field meet, sent calculations to the engineer. It's just basic math, you know. You can do different readings but the pressure is going to meet the criteria of filling in less than 10.
That's
Yeah.
So far we paid $60,000 down payment for each of those. The total cost is expected to be $300,000 for each, and fully grant funded so we could get these assets. And that's all I got.
Yeah, $300,000 for each site. The one site that he did do at Grupa, I do have a copy of the invoice, and the invoice came to $216,000.
So then there's going to be other things like engineer, lawyer, stuff like that. That's successful.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, if we have power, it's good. We can recharge your reservoirs.
What kind of charger?
Huh?
The fire truck?
Yeah. No, I'm saying if they pull, if we have power, then we're in good shape. I mean, they're saying they're going to restore it your place.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to talk about with money?
No.
Oh, and just so it's on the recording, we're not signing checks today because we did not have any dollars.
Okay, so are we done? We do have a meeting tomorrow at VC3, which is our IT department, and that is for the purchase of the new servers. Because we already put a deposit down on the new customer care and billing program, and we wanted to wait to install the servers before we install that. You don't want to install it on the old unit, you know. Is that all ready, Moreau?
Yeah.
So do we have any public comment? Well, let's go ahead and adjourn to the
nothing.
Nothing.
Check on power and everything.
So 5:16 p.m. Okay.
So they're not signing.
Mm-hmm.